Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
After finishing two phases of spruce bark beetle mitigation, the city of Kenai is getting ready to release a third project for bid. At Kenai's annual State of the City, Terry Eubank, Kenai City Manager, said the finished two phases focused on the western side of town.
We started on Forest Drive and that drainage that went up through there. We moved east to the second drainage.
He says the third project will continue moving to the east. Eubank mentions that the city's focus is creating and being able to maintain fire breaks in the event there's a fire in town. He says they've got about $750,000 that they'll have spent by the time they're done. Congressman Nick Bekich has voiced strong support for Bill 740, the Veterans Access Act of 2025, and joined the House of Veterans Affairs Committee Chairman Mike Boost as a co-sponsor. The bill aims to strengthen the Veterans Community Care Program by ensuring veterans receive timely health care and preventing the VA from restricting referrals to non-VA providers. The Veterans Access Act addressing challenges faced by Alaska's veterans, especially those in rural areas, in assessing VA services. The bill guarantees that veterans can seek private health care if the VA can't provide care within 20 days for primary and mental health services, 28 days for specialty care, or if travel exceeds 30 to 60 minutes. It also holds the VA accountable by prohibiting the misrepresentation of appointment availability and ensures that veterans are not denied access to community care. It also strengthens mental health and substance abuse treatment by requiring the VA to approve residential treatment within 48 hours for veterans in crisis. It mandates transparency by requiring the VA to provide written notice if community care is denied, along with reasons and appeal instructions. Bekich emphasized that the bill prioritizes veterans' care, ensuring they are not forced to wait or travel long distances for services. The bill, introduced back in January of this year, has been referred to the House Committee on Veterans Affairs for further consideration. William Marson, a 57-year-old pilot from Palmer, was sentenced to 3 years of probation and a $10,000 fine after being convicted of federal aviation violations. Marson, who identified as a sovereign citizen, was arrested in July of 2023 on charges of operating an unregistered aircraft without a pilot's license and using a false registration mark. His plane displayed a symbol associated with the Sovereign Citizen Movement, a group of right-wing extremists who reject government authority. The charges stemmed from a June 2023 incident when Marson nearly caused a mid-air collision while taking off from Palmer Municipal Airport against the traffic flow and without communicating his intentions via radio. Marson had previously revoked the registration of his Piper Cherokee in 2022 and allowed his medical certificate to lapse. During the investigation, he claimed he was a free citizen and did not need a pilot's license or medical certification. Despite prosecutors seeking 5 years of probation and a $50,000 fine, Marson was sentenced to probation and a fine. The Alaska Division of Oil and Gas has begun accepting bids for geothermal lease sale tracts on Augustine Island, the state's Department of Natural Resources announced in a press release on April 3rd. According to the release, about 55,771 acres of state-owned land on the northern half of the volcanic island, which lies in the Lower Cook Inlet, are available. State-owned areas on the southern part of the island, which are under newly issued leases for geothermal prospecting, are not included in the sale. The sale was opened because of the competitive interest shown after an area exploration proposal was submitted in 2024. Haley Payne, Deputy Director of the Division of Oil and Gas, said in the release, "We hope to see additional interest in the prospective geothermal resources of this area." Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSR News.